Hit Breakfast Show. This is the Alan and Carly Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Let's quickly give you the letter for tomorrow is A for Alpha.
Okay.
And we're going to give you two answers. So name me, starting with a part of a car.
Alternator.
Oh, good one. That's not on here, but great one. I only know that because one broke and it cost me so much money as well. Accelerator airbag was actually on here. And we can do another one. That's a bit of a hard one. There's two hard ones left.
Okay.
All right. Starting with A, name me something relating to Christmas.
Acorns. Because people put little acorns as decorations.
Yeah.
Christmas acorn. I'm going to Google Christmas acorn.
We're looking for angel or artificial tree, probably.
Oh, look at all these Christmas acorns, Alan. Oh, well, I might get myself.
If you say acorn, then we will allow it.
See, look, Christmas acorns.
It's just not as clear as the answer as I'd like, but that's all right.
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying. But I think people can do it. I think.
Oh, acorn.
Maybe stick with angel just to be safe would probably be the better bet, if I'm being honest. We're about to go to Broome. We're going to do that.
We're out of here. By the way, the weather isn't the best for flying. You know I'm a nervous flyer.
Absolutely, yeah, 100%. So that should be exciting. I hope I'm not sitting anywhere near you. You got a window?
I did, unfortunately.
Oh, window when it's scary. I got the aisle again.
I like window when it's nice and clear and you're flying over the Pilbara.
It will be clear right before we land.
Oh, jeez.
They're top of 31 today, I think. So
I've got like Rescue Remedy with me, so hopefully that kicks in.
Rescue Remedy?
Yeah.
You're going to need a Rescue Remedy after that.
Oh, my God. Do not say this to me.
And Carly's going to be drinking many a wine, I think, at the airport today before we leave.
Yeah, I need my little wine buzz.
So if you're at the Perth airport, just get white wine ready. She won't need a glass, just the bottle's fine. And
yeah, just those little, like, throwbacks, as they call them.
No, big bottle. Big bottle for a big flight. Enjoy the podcast. We'll be live tomorrow from Broome. Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and we're going to do a big congratulations to these boys, is that you're going to be hearing them every night now here on the Hit Network. It's Jimmy and Nath. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, guys. WA, we are so sorry. If you don't like the show, here's more of it. Good on you.
Now, of course, we hear you on Weekend Breakfast already, but now nights as well. What is going on? Every time I chat to you, I'm telling you guys to do less work, and you ignore me.
Yeah, because every time they just tell us it's a big opportunity, guys, and one day you could get paid.
Unpaid, but just really the exposure, Alan. It's all about exposing ourselves.
Now, unlike me and Alan who fake our friendship for radio, you 100%. Guys are actually genuinely best mates.
Yeah, we are, believe it or not, and still have been after 10 years of bloody radio. No, we are. We're very lucky, and we say this to, we probably don't say it enough to each other, Jim, but we are very lucky that we get to make sweet, sweet radio with each other, and we are best friends. In fact, we lived together for 5 years. We get today we are playing golf together.
Yeah, we're actually trying to wrap this chat up early so we can get to our tea time.
We have a tea time, guys. So
we're very lucky that we were best mates before radio, and we get to do this 7 days a week now because we're stupid.
Yeah, something that Carly's been struggling with since moving here is that initial way to make friends. Where do you meet? Like, how did you guys meet to become friends?
Grindr.
I knew it. I thought I recognised that face.
Why is that funny, Nathan?
It's not.
Producer Grace is looking at you. We'll be
okay. Downloading it now as we speak, guys. I've stupidly been using Bumble BFF.
No, look, Carly, you gotta give people a chance, because I'll be honest. I met Nath. I can remember where it was. I was in a car park and I was with some people, mutual friends, and they were like, "You gotta meet this Nath guy. You're gonna love him." And for those, you know, radio is an audio medium, but Nath's about 6 foot, kind of looks like Chris Hemsworth.
He claims to be 6 foot.
He's 5'11". He's got these massive arms. He's got the blonde sort of hair. He's just the most stunningly handsome bloke you're ever gonna meet. And he's walking towards me in this car park. And I'll be honest, from the moment I saw him to the moment he introduced, he goes, "Hi, I'm Nath. How are you, Jim? Let's go ahead and have a beer." I hated him, Carly. I've never hated a bloke more. He was so full of life and still is.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've got to give it a chance. And eventually he wore me down.
So the key is, Alan and Carly, to a good friendship is hate. So
that's what I've been telling Carly. I've been telling
her. Opposites attract. Are built on hate. I love it.
Yeah. Carly, you'll like him eventually, I promise.
You'll get her, Alan. Just wear her down.
Guys, you did say that you guys are more excited about not only having a national show, but being able to take it on the road. When are we going to see you here in WA?
Well, confidentially, we've already got a couple of things booked in for WA. We can't say where we're going, but there's a few things in the pipeline already that will see us over on the beautiful side, western side of the country, Jim, which we're pumped for.
No, we'll give you the exclusive now. So there is, first of all, we're around the country, so time zones are an issue. And as you guys know, over there in WA, there's about a 3-hour time difference between you guys and the East Coast.
And
we're
reality.
When I get that joke in 3 hours, I'm going to be so offended.
We're going to double up. We're going to do a 3-hour show for WA live, and then we'll do the 3-hour show as well for the East Coast, because we're suckers for punishment and we feel like WA deserves its own show, its own weekend show, its own night show live. So that is in the works. We can't say when, but it will be happening.
Wow.
What did I tell you guys at the start of this chat? It's not working so hard. Swear to God.
Alan, I just want to let you know that our producer Grace and I are sitting here, and we just found that out live for the first time too. So.
Well, we don't even do our show live for WA. We recorded 3 weeks ago.
Absolutely. Yeah, congrats on Weekend Breakfast. We've just heard the news.
Anyway, so friendships are just constantly lie, hate each other. You know what I mean?
You'll get there, guys, I promise. Stick with it.
Guys, an absolute pleasure. We're looking forward to hearing you during the night, and of course, we can catch you on weekends as well. Jimmy and Nate, thanks, legends.
Alan, Carly, we bloody love you guys. Good on ya.
You want my help with something?
So we've got the long weekend coming up to celebrate WA Day.
Ooh, that is like 2 weeks away.
Yes, and it's my first WA Day, so I thought I want to celebrate it right.
You want to be full West Aussie?
Yeah.
Excellent. Export, singlet.
Got the exports ready to go.
Cool, all right.
So what I've done is I have rented myself a houseboat for the weekend.
Interesting.
Yes. Now, I told one of my girlfriends over East my plans, and she was like, ooh.
What's the ooh?
She's like, you're not very good with boating and the water and...
Do you get seasick like me? You don't get seasick
like me. No. It's just, I didn't realise that when you hire a houseboat, you can actually drive it.
Yeah, they train you. And then you go and drive it like on this show. But it's definitely been brought up, for sure.
Yeah, and I do know, Alan, you have...
experience
before, so you're almost like technically a captain.
Sure. No argument.
Now, I am a little bit nervous.
Your captain's listening right now, very angry. That's all right.
I am a little bit nervous about this, to be honest, because obviously I thought, you know what, it would be nice to go out in the open water.
It's not that open. You can't go that open. The whole thing will tipple over.
Oh, tip over.
Yeah.
Is this something I need to worry about?
No, because you're not going out into the open sea. Like, you're not going to take this one to Bali.
Well,
or are you?
No, I don't plan to do that. If I'm getting intercepted into international waters, I've gone too
far. Just all the big boats coming into Port Hedland, and here comes Carly in a little houseboat.
But I'm just like, I thought you needed a boat license, and it turns out you don't. Like, they just hand the keys over to anyone.
Well, not now, anyone. They check you out first, have a little bit of a chat, make sure you're not completely insane, and then they go, there you go, you should be right. They have a tracker in there as well in case you try to steal a little something crazy.
Do they?
Yeah, absolutely.
So how do you not crash it?
You just don't crash it. Same way you don't crash your car.
Okay,
wrong person, but you
but
try
you know what I mean?
It.
Like, I'm genuinely worried. Like, I want to go out on the water. I want to wear the captain's hat. I want to do the right thing. Is it as hard as it seems?
Nah, easy. Okay. And it's a bit of fun. And you get to have fun maneuvering.
Wait. Didn't you crash the houseboat?
Yep. But that was a water level, and that was an honest mistake, and everyone has been cool about it. The individuals involved have all been okay about it, and we decided we weren't going to talk about it on air, Carly.
I'm starting to realise that you are the worst person to go to for advice on this.
I'm giving you all the practical advice in the world. I can teach you how to hide that, cover it up, teach you how to seal a roof if there's a hole in it starts leaking when it rains that night. Absolutely.
Okay,
I am the guy.
Okay, so just like June long weekend, look out for my number. If it comes up, you need to answer immediately.
Yeah, okay, cool. And you're flooding and...
I'm going down. Get out, Carly.
Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and Australia's Celebrity Apprentice is on again tonight at 7:30 on Channel 9. And I was very excited when I saw the cast come out, and WA's own Ronnie and one half of Ronnie and Georgia from the Block was on the show. Good morning, Ronnie.
Good morning.
Repping WA, mate. Thank you.
Woohoo! Representing.
Absolutely. Also, just quietly as well, repping very nicely in a suit. I'm so used to seeing you in your tradie clothes on the block. You're a very dapper gentleman.
Oh, thank you very much. Luckily for us, we all had stylists on the show, so everyone was looking the part.
Yeah, very good. Now I want to know, first question, did they approach you and your partner, Georgia, or was it just, we just want Ronnie, we just want the big dog?
Oh, Yeah, look, it was just me, I'll be honest. Georgia had some concerns because she was the one that, you know, gives me the elbows to the ribs and the kicks under the table when I shouldn't be saying stuff.
Uh-huh.
So she was a bit worried that the Rondog was going to go rogue in Sydney.
Well, I was going to say, I remember her on the block and she was actually the ball buster that got things done.
Oh, yeah. Oh, whoa.
Hang on. That's just what I saw as a viewer.
You did kind of agree, Ronnie, right from the start.
What a statement.
So do you think without her that you're kind of at a disadvantage?
No, he sounds like he's going to go wild.
I wouldn't say disadvantage. Look, I would have to agree with you in some of your parts that, yes, Georgia is, she certainly wears the pants. When it comes to renovations, mate, she can absolutely nail it. She's very organized. For me, I sold real estate for 4 years, so I had a bit of taste sitting behind the desk. You know, predominantly I am a tradie, and yes, it was sad that Georgia wasn't there.
Now, I've seen in these shows in the past, everyone's always calling upon their mates, their celebrity mates, to come in and help them out when it comes to raising money. We saw it last night when you guys won the challenge. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you very much.
How many episodes in is it going to be until we see Scotty Cam get the call from you?
Oh, mate, he gets a couple of calls, I've got to say. when you got that number, you got to use it.
And can I just say, Roddy, what a random bunch of people to get in a room together.
100%.
Like, you've got Gamble, you've got Carla from Bankstown. These are people that you probably wouldn't normally rub shoulders with. Am I correct in saying that?
Oh, yes, that would be correct. I mean, Carla from Bankstown, she's very funny. I didn't know who she was. There was a couple of contestants I didn't know who they were, but I could say they were very eclectic, and the guy on the promo was correct. It's a lot of egos. What could possibly go wrong?
Absolutely. We saw that with Will and Woody actually last night trying to do a couple of gags that kind of fell flat. Did they fall as flat as it felt on air, or was it some clever editing?
It was worse.
No, the poor guys.
Savage.
The producers were like, you got to laugh. And I was like, but it's not funny.
Oh, my God. So that's an interesting kind of peek behind the curtains there.
Yeah.
How much do the producers actually get involved in your reactions? And can you tell when they're trying to get something out of you that's not authentic?
What was really funny about doing Celebrity Apprentice is that, yes, we've done The Block. And The Block is a reality TV show. The producers don't come in and say, all right, now, whoa, Ron, you can't say that. You've got to say a lot. Celebrity Apprentice, I would have to say, it's not like Married at First Sight, which I would imagine would be quite heavily produced. But they would get you to do things two or three times, yes. But they won't really say, Ronnie, you have to say this. You've got to throw Vince under the bus. Like, they won't put words into your mouth. But, yeah, you can kind of see which direction they want you to go. And it's up to you whether you want to cross that line.
I love that. Well, Ronnie, we're looking forward to watching you tonight on The Celebrity Apprentice. Make sure everyone's watching it on Channel 9. And once again, repping WA, mate. Love it.
Thanks, guys.
You threw it out there on 131060 very loosely.
Yeah. To see if anyone had spotted any of the contestants from My Kitchen Rules filming in Albany, because we actually saw some of the contestants on the up-and-coming season at the airport, Alan. Mm-hmm. We kind of figured out that they must be filming somewhere in WA. Someone commented on my TikTok and said they're actually filming in Albany. So we put it out there to people in Albany to either confirm or deny if they have seen any contestants from the show around or any
Carolyn,
film crews.
Carolyn from Albany joins us now. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, what have you seen, Carolyn?
Oh, I was down at Middleton Beach and Manu was outside the Hybla Tavern on his telephone.
Manu!
Exclusive!
I pulled over and watched a bit and, it was definitely Manu. Everyone else in Hybla Tavern was sort of watching him as well.
Uh-huh.
So I'd say they're taping in Albany.
That's some
okay,
great
now,
news,
did
man.
You see Nigella as well nearby?
No, it was just Manu on his telephone outside the Hybla Tavern. They must have been eating in there, and he'd come out to talk on his phone.
Interesting. Carolyn, thank you so much. Hopefully an Albany contestant. Let's go to Sarah from Albany. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what have you seen?
I've seen on one of our local restaurants page that Manu was there.
Oh.
So he was at the Garrisons.
Interesting.
And I also know that they are filming at one of our local shopping centres today.
I am loving this. I'm loving that everyone's getting around this exclusive. It feels like we've got little spies on the ground.
This is
nice. Yeah, so obviously it will be who sponsors My Kitchen Rules. So I'm not going to say anymore.
Okay.
Obviously one of the main big shops sponsor my kitchen rules, so you'll be able to take away from that.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down. That's great. I'm just thinking, do I put out like a bounty for a photo of Nigella? Is that creepy? No, he won't. No, he won't. Sarah, thanks for the call. Let's wrap it up with Scotty in Busso. Hey, Scotty.
How you going? I'm just throwing it out there. They're definitely in the southwest region because Hire and Style, who put up the best marquees, are putting them up for My Kitchen Rules.
Interesting.
Ooh, okay. Oh, I am loving you guys.
Thank you, Scotty.
All the spies on the ground. Now, Scotty.
Yes.
Do we know whereabouts this marquee will be put up?
I'm sorry, that's undisclosed information.
Oh,
Scotty,
okay.
I'm glad that you have some professionalism here because, I'm going to be honest, I've been sucked into Carly's vortex. But, that's all right. Carly will bribe you off here. Scotty, thanks for the call. Thanks to all the calls there.
Wow.
And, we're excited for the new season coming back, kind of. We're like, oh, we'll see how it goes. But now we know a WA contestant's going to be in it. I'm very excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I can't wait for Nigella to pop up next.
Yeah, I'm not going to put the bounty out. That'd be creepy. We are flying out literally after the show. We're getting on a plane and going there. And I am putting on a event. A loose, light, fun, easy breezy, beautiful cover girl event.
Now, you did actually say that there were sound effects used. It was meant to be this epic idea.
It still is.
And revolutionary.
Yep, I believe I said that.
Something that Broome has never seen before?
Don't remember that. Ganthian Point is where we're going to be Wednesday afternoon, about 4:30. So rock up around then. And we're going to be there till that sunset. You know, beautiful sunsets at Ganthian Point. Yep. I don't need to tell people who live in Broome right now. They know exactly what I'm talking about. But we're going to be there having a bit of fun. Maybe a few little raffles. Maybe a few little prizes. Maybe a few little things. Thanks to broomwhalewatching.com.au.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. Just keeping it kind of vague. Keeping expectations at a good level. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll see me without shoes on. That's rare. That's worth coming down alone to see. I might be in shorts.
Now, Alan, I know what's happened to you.
What's happened to you?
Is what you've done is you've taken an activity that you want to do and you're going to do, and you've just invited people along. So let's be honest, is this for the people or is this for Alan?
Well, it's either I invite people to that or me having a bath. And I feel like this is the one that is more socially accepted.
To be honest, though, I am stoked and excited about this because I have heard that Broome sunsets are like no other.
It's going to be great. And, like, hey, maybe we'll have some fun. Maybe, like, a tourist will park too close to the water. We can watch them get, like, you know, as the tide comes up, get in a bit of trouble. We can help them out or something. It's going to be a fun time. There will be prizes. It's very casual, classic Broome time kind of deal, you know, rock up if you want. 4:30, we're going to be there. That's 4:30 proper time, not Broome time. We will be there at 4:30. And then basically till the sunset. So come along, have a chat with us. Maybe, Carly, you might make a friend out of it.
Oh, well, that could be nice.
And prizing, once again.
If nothing else, we're going to get a lot of social media content because people love doing that on sunset, don't they?
Yeah, 100%. If we don't get a beautiful photo of us with a sunset in the background, we have failed. We have failed Broome and failed Western Australia.
Should we do like the time lapse of it going down?
No, because I think there's 248,000 of those that were posted yesterday. So maybe we won't do another one. But keep listening. We are going to be in Broome as of today. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. We've got a few activities already in store. And also, we'll let you know where we're broadcasting every morning as well if you want to come and see us. But that's where we're at. Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. And the AFLW, the big news last week is that they're going to be getting a pay rise. Some great news, which is why we have on the line from the AFLW Fremantle Dockers, hailing from Northam, Emma O'Driscoll. Good morning, Emma. How are you?
Good morning. Yes, this CBA news, about time, I say. Yeah, it's really, really exciting to have this new CBA in place. And obviously, some stats have been thrown around social media, like the 94% pay increase.
Yeah.
So it's bloody good, and I can't wait to get started.
And these stats aren't beefed up by any means, are they? This is legitimately you guys are going to see this money as players.
100%. We are genuinely going to be getting paid basically double what we were getting paid last season.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, and it just means that the hours that we have been doing, we're actually going to be getting paid for, which, I mean, you'd think that's just normal work, like rights to be get paid for the hours you're doing. But the AFL have a different understanding of that sometimes, and they finally come to the party. So it's really exciting.
Now, the AFLW is just going from strength to strength. How hard did you guys have to fight behind the scenes? Or was it you got to a point where you proved yourselves and going, hey, we deserve this? Or did you actually have to fight pretty hard for this?
No, there was definitely a lot of fight. The AFL Players Association are incredible. So we had them backing us the whole way. And I think it really came from our leaders and player delegates at the club that were voicing the players' opinions and our thoughts around it. So, yeah, thank you to obviously all of our leaders and delegates and then the PA for actually going to the AFL and pushing hard for something that we deserve.
Now, I'm looking at some of these figures here, and Alan and I were actually talking about this on air, and whilst this is such an amazing kind of increase, 94%, you're still not quite there as being full-time professional athletes yet, are you? So do you feel like your work here isn't done yet?
Yeah, no, there's definitely a long way to go, and I think everyone understands that. We've got to keep pushing and fighting for what we want and what our long-term vision is, and I think at the moment we've got something in place that's setting us up to hopefully become full-time athletes by the time it's 2025, 2026, around about then. Yeah, so, yeah, so basically we increase the amount of games we're playing each year. Well, that's what they're hoping for anyway, increasing the amount of final series. We have all 18 teams in. I think it's only going to go up from here.
Now, in saying all that, I was saying this on air that as good as this is, we really need people now to get around women's footy more than ever. This is where we're going to see the money. We need more sponsorship. We need more bums on seats. Mm-hmm. That's basically what everyone's saying at the moment, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. Everyone's saying get around women's footy. The fact that we've got grassroots programs as well does help because girls can play from, say, Auskick all the way through. So I think that encourages that sort of demographic to come down to the games. It encourages their families to come down to games. And then I think, as the saying goes, you can't be what you can't see. And I think now that you can see AFLW players playing on big stages like Optus and the MCG, I think it's going to definitely attract a bigger crowd.
Emma, can I just say, and seeing how some of your players are, you know, working your lives around this game, you know, some of you are full-time parents, some of you are holding down full-time jobs, yet you are still performing at elite athlete level. I would go as far to say is you're actually doing better than the boys.
I'm so glad you said that, Carly. We run the world, girls, don't we, really?
It is amazing to see.
It is. It is. I'm constantly in awe of my teammates who are able to work, you know, 8 till 4, then we're at training from 4:30 to 8:30. So I think most of them do work full-time. A lot of us now will be able to drop back to part-time work, which, again, is a step forward. We've got chippies. We've got, you know, tradies on roofs all day in the sun, coming to training and having to train at night. We've got I'm a physiotherapist myself, so I guess handling – talking to people, handling people all day and then coming to work. It's pretty special that we can manage to perform the way we have been. And I think it's exciting now to see how well we're going to do with our workload cut in half, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is so great. Emma from the AFLW Fremantle Dockers, thanks for the chat today.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.